News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now, a referendum on a United Ireland would be too divisive and partisan. That's the view of Taoiseach Micheál Martin, as reported earlier in the week. To discuss this, we are joined by Padraig McLaughlin, Sinn Féin Chief Whip and TD for Donegal, and by Jim O'Callaghan, Fianna Fáil TD for Dublin Bay South. Jim O'Callaghan, why is it too soon to have a cross-border referendum?
Well, listen, I think it's important to emphasise at the outset, Shane, that, you know, reunification and unity is an objective of Fianna Fáil and indeed very many other parties in the Republic. But I think we need to recognise that if we want to achieve it, that we've got to build bridges with the unionist population in Northern Ireland. And there's a pathway that has been set out in the Good Friday Agreement. We need to follow that pathway to ensure that we can build bridges again with the northern population. And I think it's important to point out that if we're going to have unity, we have to ensure that the culture and identity of the northern unionist population is protected in the new island. And I think we've more work to do on that yet. My concern about having a border poll now is it would be very divisive at present. I think a border poll should be the culmination of the process. But there's a lot of work to be done between, I suppose, nationalist Ireland and unionist Northern Ireland. And I think we build more work on that, we can then set the framework for a poll in the future.
Jim, you're slightly coming in and out. I don't know if you're in a position to move. You started off very well, but your reception just going a little bit. I'm just going to, while we're trying to sort that out, I'm going to bring in Padraig McLaughlin. Padraig, a border poll at this point, too divisive, you've a lot of work to do, you need to build bridges first.
See, I of course agree that we have to build bridges. We have to convince, you know, the unionist people of their place in a new Ireland. But if you look at the behaviour of this new government already, they say in their programme for government they're establishing a shared Ireland unit. Yet when they had the 11 picks for the Shannon, that was completely their choice who they picked to go into the Shannon, they failed to reappoint Ian Marshall, a unionist senator, who was elected in a by-election in the previous Oireachtas. Indeed, I and my Sinn Féin colleagues voted for him as part of this this challenge of building bridges, of reaching across. A former president of the Ulster Farmers Union, a very respected voice in unionism in the North. But this is not. This is fundamental.
Because we know who he is. Yes.
First message you do is to not reappoint Ian Marshall as a senator, indeed not even appoint one single voice from the north of Ireland out of your 11 picks, what sort of message are you sending to the people of the north and to those you wish to persuade in terms of a shared island? So we do not believe the assurances of Micheál Martin in this regard. He promised a white paper on Irish unity many, many years ago. Previous leaders of Fianna Fáil, including himself too, talked about organising Fianna Fáil, contesting elections in the north. None of that ever happened. So you see example after example of words but never any action. No plan for Irish unity, no engagement for Irish unity, no advancement of Irish unity is my problem.
Okay, how about that, Jim O'Callaghan? If Fianna Fáil is engaging, do as I say, not do as I do.
Well, listen, I think it's important that we don't allow this very sensitive question to become political football between Fianna Fáil and Sinn Féin or other parties in the South. It's too sensitive an issue. And like, this year marks the centenary of partition. It was an extremely traumatic event for everyone on the island. And if we're serious about trying to reverse partition, we need to look at new structures for a new island. I welcome the fact that we have in the programme for government a section on a shared island. And I think it is in keeping with what's within the Good Friday Agreement. Like, it isn't a case about who's trying to prove that they're more Republican. Is it Fianna Fáil or Sinn Féin? But we need to recognise that there's a million people coming from a unionist persuasion who we have to persuade of the future. And I think there are good opportunities there now, Shane, because if you look at Brexit, if you look at COVID-19, I think there's a recognition there by many people that sort of partition has an illogicality when you look at the fact that there are so many young people in Northern Ireland who see themselves as European more than British and Irish, and they want to be part of that European structure.
All right, what about that, Pádraig McLoughlin, that need, though, to do more to persuade those 1 million people of who describe themselves as unionists still?
You see, this is where I agree with Jim. I mean, if you look at the Brexit debacle, I think a whole section of unionism looked at this issue of, well, actually, we like the membership of the European Union. We have a liberal perspective on social issues. We have a progressive issue in terms of economic matters. And, you know, they're leaning towards United Ireland. And if you look at opinion polls, there were a number of opinion polls carried out that showed that there was a small majority in favour of a United Ireland, a large majority here in this state, but a small majority in the north. And my difficulty is, at what point do you proactively... see, Sinn Féin can't do this on their own, so I want to be clear about that. We really want Fianna Fáil, who say they're aspirations for United Ireland, Fine Gael, who call himself United Ireland Party, and others to advocate in a positive way, in a progressive way. I believe we have all the positive arguments for United Ireland in terms of one economy, one health service, one education system. But we have to talk to people. We have to advocate for it. And that just isn't happening as far as we see.
OK, Jim McCallan, if not you, who? If not now, when?
Well, I think this is something that is going to become a more pressing political issue over the next 10 years or so. And I believe that there will be a border poll, which is within the structures of the Good Friday Agreement. But I think we have to be politically realistic about it as well. Like, if we were to go down the route advocated by Pádraig and we had a prompt border poll, we're going to have a very divisive campaign. I also believe it's a campaign that wouldn't be won. Pádraig and I would be on the same side of it. It wouldn't succeed because there are too many concerns there at present that unionist people in Northern Ireland have in respect to this.
Okay.
And we need to sit down with our unionist brothers and sisters and try to agree a pathway for a shared island. And that's what's in the programme for
government. All right, Pádraig McLoughlin, what about that? What about that very practical point? Pick the time when you know you're going to win. You'd be beaten there.
See, whatever about Jim O'Callaghan's assurances there, I just don't trust Micheál Martin's conviction on this issue. I think all the evidence from Micheál Martin throughout his political journey has been never to advance the cause of United Ireland, to over-promise and under-deliver every time. So I suppose I reach out to people like Jim this morning and I say that what we need is not a talking shop unit, you know, in government. We need to get it out there into a citizens' assembly. We need to have an Oireachtas committee that reaches out to unionism, that engages constructively on the issue. And yes, we need to say that at some point, because it's in the Good Friday Agreement, in the near future, we need to have a referendum on this, because that is what the opinion polls are showing. The evidence is clear. If the Irish government do not challenge the British government on this matter, that poll will never be actioned. So you need an Irish government who are serious about this matter.
Okay, before you both go, I have a question, a separate question for both of you. Both of you have party colleagues who were caught, who have been caught in the past drink driving on provisional licences. I want to ask you both about each of those. Pádraig McLoughlin, I'll come to you first. Does Pat Buckley, your colleague, need to explain how he got to his 40s and is still driving on a provisional licence? Does he need to do more to explain how that could have happened?
Well, I suppose the first thing to say is that Pat, I mean, the difference between Pat Buckley's case and Barry Cowan's is that Pat was, you know, openly convicted and banned for 3 years. He is deeply ashamed of what happened. He said that on many occasions.
Yeah, he was three times over the limit.
My understanding that he hasn't gotten in a car to drive since, such as his own shame about what happened.
Okay.
And in terms of the issue of the provisional licence, yeah, I'm sure Pat will answer those questions in due course. Yeah,
he does need to explain that.
I think anybody who, you know, look, in Ireland, a lot of people understands that you know, that you can go through a number of driving tests, but yes, everybody should explain if they get to a certain stage of life, you know, why they don't have a full license and why they would be driving with a provisional license. Absolutely,
Jim O'Callaghan. Barry Cowan hasn't done that at this point. He's had two bites of the cherry now. At this point, he still hasn't explained how he got to his 40s and is still driving on a provisional license.
Well, I just want to say drink driving is a very serious matter, and being convicted of it is a very serious matter. And both Barry Cowan and Pat Buckley were convicted before the law and they received penalties for their
offences. Yeah, absolutely. And look, we're not here to retry them, but it's the issue about the provision.
I know, but can I just finish the point I was trying to make there?
Yeah.
The difference between it happening to Pat Buckley and Barry Cowan and somebody who isn't a public figure is that they are faced with public humiliation and public embarrassment. And both of them are going through that now. And rightly so, because they're public figures. But in terms of Barry Cowan, like, I was in the Dáil the other evening when he gave his apology, an abject apology.
It was.
And he gave an explanation in respect of being on a provisional license. And it was actually a learner's permit. Like, I don't know what more that can be done in respect of it, Shane. The explanation's been given. The apology has been given. In fairness, I saw Pat Buckley has come out today and given his explanation and apology. It's deeply embarrassing to both people. They've let down their parties. They've let down their constituents. They've let down their families. But, you know, they faced the penalty and they faced the sanction. And I think at some stage we have to recognise that even though they are politicians, they've faced that sanction and they've faced public humiliation, and that is it.
Okay, we will leave it there. Jim O'Callaghan of Fianna Fáil, Pádraic McLoughlin of Sinn Féin, thanks to both of you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.